بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful, I testify that there is no true God worthy of worship except Allah, and that Muhammad is Allah's true slave and messenger. We continue the explanation of the Imam An-Nawawi's 40 hadith, and we have reached hadith number 3. And in this hadith, which is upon the authority of Abi Abd al-Rahman, Abdullah ibn Umar ibn al-Khattab رضي الله عنهما قال سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول بني الإسلام على خمس: شهادة أن لا إله إلا الله وأن محمدا رسول الله، وإقام الصلاة، وإيتاء الزكاة، وحج البيت، وصوم رمضان. رواه البخاري ومسلم. On the authority of Abu عبد الرحمن, Abdullah ibn Umar, the son of Umar ibn al-Khattab, may Allah be pleased with them both, who said, I heard the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say, Islam has been built on 5 pillars, or has been built on 5, meaning pillars, testifying that there is no God worthy of worship but Allah, and that Muhammad is the Messenger of Allah, establishing the Salah, paying the Zakah, making the pilgrimage to the house, and fasting in Ramadan. Abi Abd al-Rahman is the nickname. This is the kunya. This is kunya. Abdullah ibn Umar. And the kunya, the nick, is that which is preceded by Ab, father, or mother, or brother, and the like. رضي الله عنهما, may Allah be pleased with both of them, this is said if the companion and his father were both Muslims, as the ulama had said. If the companion and his father are both Muslims, then we say رضي الله عنهما, may Allah be pleased with both of them. And if the Sahabi, if the companion was, and the companion is a Muslim, however his father is a kafir, then we say رضي الله عنه, may Allah be pleased with him, referring to the Sahabi. He said, Abdullah ibn Umar, that سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, I heard the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم saying بني الإسلام. بني, Islam has been built, and the one who built it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah's name is not mentioned because this is known. This is like the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah An-Nisa, in chapter 4, verse 28. وَخُلِقَ الْإِنسَانُ ضَعِيفًا وَخُلِقَ الْإِنسَانُ ضَعِيفًا فَلَمْ يُبَيِّنْ مَنِ الْخَالِقِ لَكِنَّهُ مَعْلُومٌ. Allah, okay, and man was created, there it is, and man was created wicked, weak. in the statement, there isn't a mentioning of who is the creator, since this is known. Then he said, على خمس, built on five, meaning five pillars. And the first one is the shahada, the testimony of faith, testifying أن لا إله إلا الله وأن محمدا رسول الله, and that Muhammad is the messenger of Allah. The explanation of the meaning of this testimony of faith already preceded in the discussion about Hadith Jibreel, in the Hadith of Jibreel, which is the Hadith number 2. We have finished that, and it's available, inshallah, shortly. It's going to be available on the site within 2 or 2 days, inshallah ta'ala. Also, you can find on the site a special folder on the meaning of the testimony of faith and the conditions of La ilaha illallah, Muhammadun Rasulullah. Then he said, وإقام الصلاة وإيتاء الزكاة, establishing the prayer, giving the charity, the pilgrimage. Then the last thing was mentioned is صوم رمضان. And all of these also were discussed earlier in hadith number 2. However, there is a problem in this hadith. In the hadith we see that Hajj, the mentioning of Hajj preceded the mentioning of As-Sawm. And the answer to this, we say this is Tartibun Dhikri. This is ordering just by way of mentioning. And in this format, it is permissible to put things before other things. In the hadith of Jibreel, we remember fasting was mentioned before Hajj. So in this hadith, Allah Azza wa Jal is the All Wise. Bana al-Islam, established the Islam on these great pillars in order to test the bondsmen. الشهادتان لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله is utterance by the tongue and conviction in the heart. As to the establishment of salah, this is a physical action comprising sayings and certain deeds. And as such, it is physical. And any money where or wealth that may be needed to perfect the salah is not considered from the salah. Meaning, we know it is obligatory to have wudu, to make wudu. And if you don't have the water, you may buy water. And it is known also that the sutra for salah, if you don't have it, you may buy it with a certain amount of money. But this is external to the worship itself. This is something external to the worship itself. And that's why we say, therefore, that إِنَّ الصَّلَاةَ عِبَادَةٌ بَدَنِيَّةٌ مَحْضَةٌ. Salah is purely physical act of worship. And what may be spent to complete and or perfect is not considered a part of it. Secondly, zakah is a purely financial worship, not physical. And however, the fact that a rich man needs to take it and give it to the poor, and it may require that he should walk or rent a car or something, this is external to the worship itself. This is external to the worship itself. Because had this poor man been there with the rich man, he would have given him the money or the zakah directly without any extra effort to go. As to the fasting, this is a physical act of worship, but of another type. A salah, for example, is physical in action. However, with الصيام بدني, it's physical, however, لكنه كف وترك. It is abstention and relinquishing. Why? Because it may be easy for the person to act, rather difficult to abstain. And it may be possible and easy to abstain instead of acting. And therefore we see the diversity of worships, ليكمل بذلك الامتحان, so that the testing and the trial of man is perfected. فسبحان الله العظيم, most glorified above all imperfection is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the most high. As to the Hajj, Hajj al-Bayt, does it really depend on money, spending money, exerting money? There is details. If the man needs to prepare a mount, then he needs to have money. But this is something external to the worship. This is like the kind of wudu, this is the of the type of wudu with respect to its relationship to the salah. And if we assume that the person is in Mecca, a man in Mecca, does he need to spend for Hajj? We say if he is able to walk, then he doesn't need to spend. However, the spending for eating and drinking, this is inevitable, even though he may not perform the Hajj. And that's why the Hajj, to me, and me here refers to the Shaykh rahimahullah, he said, متردد بين أن يكون عبادة مالية أو عبادة بدنية مالية. He said, I am hesitant as to whether to consider it a financial act of worship or a physical financial act of worship. Irrespective, if it is a physical financial worship, it is still an imtihan, a trial and a test. So from this all, we conclude the great wisdom in Arkan al-Islam that number one, exerting what is beloved, withholding from what is beloved, exerting the body, كل هذا امتحان. All of this is a test. Exerting what is loved, this is regarding zakah, because wealth and money is beloved to man. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in Surah Al-Fajr, or Surah Al-Adiyat rather, verse 8, in Surah Al-Adiyat, وَإِنَّهُ لِحُبِّ الْخَيْرِ لَشَدِيدٌ وَإِنَّهُ لِحُبِّ الْخَيْرِ لَشَدِيدٌ. chapter 100 verse 8, وإنه لحب الخير لشديد. And verily he is violent in the love of wealth. Also in Surah Al-Fajr, verse 20, قال الله تعالى in Surah Al-Fajr, وتحبون المال حبا جما, and you love wealth with much love. This is concerning exerting what is beloved. On the other hand, refraining from what is beloved. This is in Siyam, as came in the Al-Hadith Al-Qudsi. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying, يَدَعُ طَعَامَهُ وَشَرَابَهُ وَشَهْوَتَهُ مِنْ أَجْلِي. He abandons his food and his drinks and his lusts and desires for my sake. And thus these pillars are diversified on these different facets in order to complete the test and the trial. It is so because some people, fasting to them is easier, but it is so difficult for him to spend one penny. بعض الناس, also some people, it's easier for them to make salah, however difficult for them to fast. This is the explanation of this hadith. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it a benefit for myself and for all of you. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have mercy on our shaykh rahimahullah ta'ala. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen, wa sallallahu ala Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam.